Blog Talk Radio.
Every day of my life, I get a new blessing. Well, the Lord sends new blessings my way, and He does it over and over and over again. Come on, y'all. Talking about the Lord now.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise ye the Lord. Happy Sunday. Happy Sunday. Happy Sunday, everyone. Praise God. We give God honor. We give God glory this morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Mount Carmel International Church. You are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning, amen. So I thank God for you, you, and you. Praise God. You know I got to bless God for y'all, amen, for coming out this morning and just being having an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to us this morning. So I thank and praise God, amen, for that song this morning. He keep on blessing us because, yes, he keep on blessing us over and over and over and over again. If we are here today and we have breath, and yes, Holy Spirit, we got breath, we got this, and glory to God. There's so many, as I heard this morning, over 2 million people have gone. And, you know, God is a good God because he kept us. So we need to give God thanks even for that, that we have not coming to all, you know, all that's what's going on. So we give God glory. We thank him. Amen. We just lift him up this morning. We honor his presence this morning. Amen. And y'all know I got to pray before I start. Amen. And I know that y'all are praying with me this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. But one thing, praise God, I thank God I got my Peter here with me, my husband Matthew McNeil today. Amen. And he's my Peter. Amen. So let us pray. Thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, God. We thank you for your sovereignty, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. We open up the airways on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Asking, Father God, that you continue to have your way in the lives of your people, God. They are your people, Father. And you see and know what they need on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So I pray, Father God, even now, Lord God, yes, Holy Spirit, as you anoint me today, God, I pray, God, for the hearts to be open, God, to mind be attentive, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, that the word will go into where it needs to go into our hearts, God, and take residence, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, it will bring forth fruit in his time, Father God, and I thank you for it right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, bless every home that's represented here today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and their extended family, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit. God, we lift you up. God, we honor your presence here today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we ask, Father God, for a special touch from heaven, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, that we will walk in your divine favor on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just say thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do, God, how you're going to speak to us today, Lord God, and how you're going to bring your word forth, God, through thy vessel, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, I pray for your wisdom. I pray for your knowledge, and I pray for the understanding that only comes from you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we come against every evil force right now, Father God, that will even try to come up, God, even try to conjure up, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we ask that the fire of God will burn it out right now by fire, by thunder, and by force, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We push back every evil satanic activity right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we call forth the Holy Spirit right now, Father God, to take residence right where we at, right where. Yes, Holy Ghost, and right where I'm at, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you, I praise you, I glorify you, and I lift you up in Jesus' name. I pray with thanksgiving in my heart and my soul, says amen on today. Praise the Lord, amen. I thought about, amen, when I was sitting here, I thought about Oprah. Oprah said, every day I got to fight. Amen. Praise God. So we thank and praise God for his grace today. Amen. I want to take us to a familiar scripture this morning. Amen. Glory to his name. And then I also want to apologize to everyone, all my listeners. Amen. Because we know that God is a pure God. Amen. And we know that he is the one, amen, that brings change to our lives. And we got to understand, praise God, everybody is not in the same place that we're in, amen. Now, some people get there faster, some people get there slower. So I have to apologize for on last week of the what happened, amen, praise God. And I'm here today to bring forth God's word. So y'all pray with me as I do God's work. Not only today, but continue to pray, amen, for the saints of God. Not only for myself, for the saints of God that's doing the work of the Lord. Amen, praise God. So let me go to, I'm going to go to 1 Peter 5, 1 Peter 5. And we all know the scripture, amen. 1 Peter 5. The Bible says, amen. First, I'm going to say this to you. God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. So he says, so humble yourselves under the mighty power of God, the mighty hand of God. And at the right time, he will lift you up in honor. Give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you. Stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Stand firm against him. Y'all hear what the Spirit of God say? Stand firm against him. And be strong in your faith. Remember that your family of believers all over the world is going through the same kind of suffering you are. In his kindness, God called you to share in his eternal glory by means of Christ Jesus. So after you have suffered a little while, he will restore, support, and strengthen you, and he will place you on a firm foundation. All power to him forever. Amen. Peter, here we find that Peter is speaking, and when God began to speak to me on this week, he took me, my outline scripture was 1 Peter 5 and 10. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect you, establish you, strengthen you, and settle you. Now here, to underline the word, settle you. Settle you. I want you to know, God wants to settle you. The Holy Spirit is saying favor for divine settlement. Favor for divine settlement. The Lord himself has settled some matters. He is the God of settlement. The God of all grace is also the God of all favor. I want you to hear what the Spirit is saying today, because God says, I want to settle you, but not only settle you, I want to favor you. It is your time and it's your turn to experience, walk in God's favor. Declare that it is your time. It is your turn to receive it for you and your family. It is not unscriptural to be challenged. It is unscriptural to have a prolonged challenge. It is not God's will to have challenges, difficulties, and problems for a long period of time. Challenges are for a moment. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:17, For our light affliction, oh, come on, somebody, which is but for a moment, is working for us, come on, somebody, say us, a far more and exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Somebody say the weight of glory, his weight of glory. Come on, somebody. It is only for a moment. God will allow problems in your life to stay longer. He won't allow it to stay longer than it should. Today, the Lord is putting an end to certain long, drawn-out problems and challenges. Hear what the Spirit is saying to y'all today, praise God. Because I talked to God, and I was in the face of God, and I sacrifice myself this week, praise God, to the Lord, amen, to hear what the Spirit is saying for the church today. It may be a financial difficulty or your children, your husband, or you maybe your sickness, but whatever it is, the Lord is putting an end to it. Come on, somebody. Challenges can be unsettled to you. Many challenges can be there. Yes, it can. But they won't remain forever. God will not allow things to stay forever. Don't allow the certain things that are not of God to remain in your life. Hear what the Spirit is saying to us today. Glory to his name. Don't allow certain things that are not of God to remain in your life. If you accept certain traits of your life, it will remain in your life. So that's why I always say you be the curse breaker in your family. You be the one that prays for your family. You be the one that break the curses over your life. You ever see, praise God, that you keep going through the same thing, the same cycle, the backwards, the forwards, and then go backwards again? You have to break those things out of your life. Don't allow those things to remain in your life. God wants to favor you. He wants to settle you. Any traits and any aspects that are not in line with God's word, either in your life or the life of your family members, should leave. Come on, somebody. Let that challenge be broken. You decree prophetically. Let the Holy Spirit release those words in your mouth. You got to declare. You got to stand up for who you are. You got to be the anointed one to break the curses in your life. God, I will not allow this thing to keep coming back into my life. God, I break that spirit. I break that cursing spirit. I break that lying spirit. I break that backward spirit. I break it. I break it. I break it in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody. I break that spirit, amen, of lack. Come on, we got to decree a thing out of our mouth, amen. We got to get up. Remember, I talked to y'all on last week, praise God. We got to start speaking the word of God over our lives, amen, praise God. That problem will not remain because God said it will not remain. It's up to us, amen, to use our word and use it in the manner that it will break some chains in your life, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. The Bible says in Ezekiel 21 and 27, overthrow, overthrow. I will make it overthrow. It shall be no longer until he comes who is its right. And I will give it to him. Overthrow. Somebody say overthrow. Overthrow it. Ezekiel said it. He said it. Praise God. Overthrow, overthrow. I will make it overthrow. It shall be no longer. Until he comes whose right it is, and I will give it to him. Give it to the Lord. He will overturn some things. The Lord is saying three times, I will overturn, I will overturn, I will overturn certain things. God himself will turn a few things around for you. That is favor. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. He will turn those that are negative into positive into your life. But by his favor, certain accusations, bondages, and sickness will be overturned in your life. what I cannot turn on my own will be overturned by the Holy Spirit. And that's where we missed it. We got to invite the Holy Spirit to work in our life. Welcome Holy Spirit into my life this morning. Welcome Holy Spirit in my walk. Welcome Holy Spirit in my talk. Oh, come on, help me, Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit will lift up a standard against all powers of the devil. Come on, somebody. Declare it won't remain forever. In my depression, come on, somebody. In my financial life, in my children, I will be fruitful, and I will turn to the people who will walk into blessings of God. God will turn to you, praise God. All he wants us to do is believe. All he wants us to do is know that he is there. All he wants us to know that the Holy Spirit is at work in your life. Amen. Praise God. This is time for settlement. Somebody say it's time for settlement. Glory to God. In favor of God. Amen. Praise God. Yes, we got some prosperity preachers. Amen. Praise God. But God sent me with a word today to speak to you and to tell you, praise God, I'm going to settle the matter. Oh, come on, help me, Holy Ghost. I will settle the matter. What are you needing God to do? He will settle the matter. My God, I give you glory. Philippians 1:19, it says, and 9, it says, for I know that this will turn out for my deliverance through your prayers and supply of all the Spirit of Jesus Christ. I will turn it around. This problem will turn to my salvation. This problem will turn to my blessings. Amen. The Bible says, amen, in Romans 8:28. And we know the scriptures with great confidence. I'm going to read the Amplified Version. And we know, amen, with great confidence that God, who is deeply concerned about us, causes all things to work together. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost, as a plan. Yes, God, for good for those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose. You are called according to his purpose. When God is your partner, he will turn everything for your good. Have you invited God into your situation? You've got to invite him into everything. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Invite him into your ministry. Invite him into your marriage. Invite him into your children's marriage. Come on. Yes, Holy Spirit. Invite him into all that you're going through. Praise God. And the Holy Spirit, the God of all grace, will work it out for you. Praise God. Yes, God. God will turn it around. He's turning it around for your good. He is your partner. He is your partner when you wake up in the morning. He's your partner when you're in the noonday. He's your partner in the evening. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. The Bible says in Luke 21:13, but it will turn out for you as an occasion for a testimony. Oh, come on, somebody, give God the glory, because whatever you're going through today, it's going to turn out for a testimony unto the Lord. It shall turn to you for a testimony when you will be challenged and accused and made to stand before kings. Come on, somebody. Whatever you face will turn for your testimony. If it's a disease, amen, it will turn for your testimony. Of what matter that you feel have no solution, praise God. There is always, when there is a problem, there is always a solution. God will overturn it for your good and show forth as Christ is your partner and will turn it, amen, praise God, to a divine testimony for you. So whatever you are going through today, my God, I give you glory. It will turn into a testimony for you, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, your platform, when you speak, amen, will for you, praise God. Your troubles will speak for you, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. The Bible says, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Psalm 126:1, when the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream. Come on, somebody. Are you still yet dreaming? Some of you are depressed because you are all in a lockdown. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit, and you're
wonder what will happen. Praise God. You can't open your shop. Praise God. You can't go out. Praise God. The Lord is going to turn it around for you. It will be as a dream. You will be amazed that God, the God of your debts be canceled. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Cancerous be canceled in the name of Jesus. It will truly feel like a dream. There is such experience ahead of you. I want you to know that. Praise God. There is so many things ahead of you. He is God of favor and the God of glory who will settle you. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. It is not unscriptural to go through a challenge. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. But it's unscriptural for that challenge to rise up the second time. What if God is trying to tell us today? What if we try? Yes, Holy Spirit. What are we learning? Yes, Holy Ghost. What am I learning, praise God, through what I'm going through? Again and again, it's not your portion. Somebody say, that is not my portion. It is not my portion. It is not my portion. Yes, Holy Ghost. You go from driving tests. Here we go. You can't keep thinking that you're going to need to keep going to the same old thing over and over and over and over again. Each time you want to drive, you go to take a test only once, just once. Amen. Praise God. I speak to you right now, all the ones that's going for driving, praise God. The license, the permit will be there. Oh, come on, somebody. You might say, I went before. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. I might did not pass the first time, but I'm passing this second time. It is done and it's dusted off. Praise God. The Holy Spirit is saying that God's favor is coming upon somebody today. Oh, receive it in the name of Jesus, who is repeating exams and papers and subjects, and God is pushing you forward to the next level. Are you ready to go to the next level in the things of God? Present your tests in some past successes. We got to give it to God. Somebody else went through the test in the past, and that brother or that sister may, praise God, might have passed. He has had a good testimony. Are you ready for the testimony? My God, I give you glory that you should be motivated. Motivation. Husband was talking to me this morning about motivation. You can sit all you want, but there has to be motivation. Somebody else is battling that disease, and somebody else is battling a lack, or somebody else is battling, praise God, bad health, but I speak as a prophet of God, that you are totally healed in the name of Jesus. What are you going through today? God said, I'm going to settle you. Come on, somebody, give God the glory today, because he's moving by his Holy Spirit. He is go by. There's an antidote for everything, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. We might live in a time, praise God, where chaos is all around us, but we have to see everything through the eyes of God. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5:9, resist him steadfast in faith, knowing that the same suffering are experienced by your brothers, your brotherhoods in the world. We are not the only one that's going through something. Somebody else experienced the same thing. Tell yourself, I am not alone, praise God. When I thought about all that I go through and all that people say they go through, we are not alone, praise God. Somebody's going through something worse than you are, praise God. So we got to count the joy of the Lord. We got to give God the glory, because when God is in it, we can get through it. There are people with bigger debts than me and you, praise God, that have come out of it. Oh, come on, somebody. What if you're going through? You might be going through a debt problem, but God will bring you out of it. There are people have fallen into bigger pits. Oh, come on, somebody, than I have and you have, praise God. But they came out and they glorified God. There may be many challenges against your marriage, but there has been marriages with bigger struggles, and we come out of it, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, hold on to the horns of the altar. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. People tell me, praise God, my issues are different, Pastor. No, praise God, you won't understand, Pastor. You are not alone, praise God. The Holy Spirit is strengthening you. He's comforting you. And somebody who is listening today, praise God, God will bring you out with a strong hand. It is not unscriptural yet, for you to go through a challenge, but it is unscriptural. Yes, God, my giver, for you to be moved by those challenges. Somebody say, I should not be shaken in this season, praise God. I'm going to rise up to the cause. I'm going to get a strong foundation in the Lord. The Bible says, yes, Holy Spirit, it's 1 Thessalonians 3:3, that no one should be shaken by these afflictions. For you yourself know that we are appointed to this. Don't be moved, be strong, saith the Lord thy God. Whatever form of challenges hit you, you will come out. Come on, Holy Ghost. You will come out. Whatever shape and challenges may be in, you will come out. Your challenges, you coming out. Somebody say, I'm coming out with a strong hand. I'm coming out as a mighty warrior. You know, I said on the other day, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, there's a many people that's going through many things. But I said, because of the pandemic and how God had people praying, how God had people fasting, how God had people seeking his face, we're going to come out with more power. Somebody say, more power. The way you used to preach, you won't preach no more. The way you used to teach, you won't teach no more. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. You're coming out with more power. Yes, Holy Spirit. Why? Because God is your partner. He will stay with you the right till the very end. The Bible says, yes, Holy Spirit, 1 Peter 5:10, but the God of all grace, who have called us to eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, I'm going to perfect you. I'm going to establish you. I'm going to strengthen you, and I'm going to settle you. Suffering is only for a while. Come on, Holy Ghost. 2 Corinthians 6:2. In the acceptable time, I have heard you. And in the day of salvation, I have helped you. He said, behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Some challenges will leave now. Now is the time of God's favor. Let certain healing take place now. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. What needs to be healed in your life? Don't wait for the next fasting and prayer. Do you have faith for this now? Let that bondage break now, because that's what it is. Anything that drives us backwards, anything that say that we are not, anything that stop and block us is a bondage. So we break every bondage right now in the name of Jesus, and we call forth the Holy Spirit to take control. Let that problem be brought under your feet now. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15:52, in a moment, in a twinkling of the eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. In a moment when Jesus returned in the cloud, at the last trump, the lips of the angels is almost on the trump. The second coming of Jesus is near. Be ready. Come on, somebody. Be ready. Even now, as you submit to this word, the anointing of God's favor will descend upon every issue that you are dealing with today. Come on, Holy Ghost. See, I want you to take a look, not just at me while I am preaching the word of God. You got to take me out of the equation. Say, that is the mouthpiece of God. Come on, Holy Ghost. Don't look at me as Carolyn. Look at me as God's mouthpiece. Come on, Holy Ghost. The anointing of God's favor will descend upon you and your issue. It can be a moment, and sometimes it could be a day. Oh, come on, somebody. The Bible says in Psalms 30:5, though weeping, come on, Holy Ghost. My husband asked me about the scripture this morning. See, we get up early in the morning and start talking about the Lord. Though weeping may endure for a night, but joy returns in the morning. The Holy Spirit is saying to someone today, you don't need to sleep for more than one night, carrying the same burdens. You may be anxious and tense, but you don't need to sleep the same way for the same reason for the second consecutive night. God is sending a settlement over a matter. What matter are you going through today? My God, I give you the glory. According to the Bible, put it in, I hear the Holy Spirit, put it in your mind. What am I going through today? What do I need God to do? What do I need God to get rid of? Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. God is concerned about the matter, praise God. It is your settlement time. According to the Bible, and while maybe 3 days, the book of Hosea says on the third day he will be revived. He will revive us. And while can also be a year, it could be a day, praise God. But while you are yet waiting, give God the praise because the settlement day is coming. It depends on your faith and the level of your surrender. Hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to you today. My God, I give you the glory. A while can be a year. It depends on your faith. Work your faith, people of God. Your level of surrender. I told my husband the other day, praise God, I thought I surrender all to the Lord. But it doesn't matter how strong you are in the Lord. Your level of surrender, praise God, sometimes is not what God wants. It's a little bit more, praise God. Are you still hurt by what people say? That means that you have not surrendered the hurt, the pain to God, because God is able to heal. He's able to deliver. He's able to make free. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. What do we need to do? What do we need to surrender to God? Yes, Holy Spirit. The level of surrender. Isaac sold in the land in the same year he reaped a year, praise God. It took him 1 year, praise God. But remember, he sowed in the time of famine and he reaped in the year, praise God. Are you still waiting on God? You done sowed and sowed into the kingdom of God. Don't stop, praise God. I tell everybody, praise God, if you don't see nothing, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, it's still under the ground. You shall reap if your faith not, praise God. A year, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. The Lord will not allow you to celebrate your birthday with the same issues again. Before Christmas, next Christmas, praise God, New Year, Easter, whatever it may be, the Lord will settle that matter for you. The God of settlement will put an end to your challenges that you are facing. God, I've been doing this over and over and over and over again. God, I've been going through this over and over and over again. Yes, Holy Spirit, but I'm here to tell you today, praise God, don't you give up, praise God, because the God of settlement is on the scene, praise God. You find settlement from God. You have settled some things in your heart, praise God. Settle them right now, praise God, in the name of Jesus. If you need to forgive somebody, forgive them, praise God. If you need to go back to somebody and leave your gift at the altar, do that, praise God, because God is a God of settlement. For God to settle you, you need to settle with the Word of God. The Bible says, come on, Holy Ghost. Yes, Holy Spirit, I thank you, Jesus. The Bible says in Psalm 119:89, forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Pastor says, without me receiving a word from God, I don't go anywhere. I have decided a few things. One is that I do not take up anything without first hearing from the voice of God or receiving the word of God. I spend hours, day and night in the presence of God. Some of you do, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, to find a word from God. Without worshiping, I will never preach the word. I can't do it, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, because I need to hear from God. I make sure that worship him. Amen, praise God, in my secret time. You have to settle with the word of God. Once you do that, God's word itself will settle your issues or your challenges and your matters. Amen. If it is in the word, then it will stand. Heaven and earth may pass away, his word will still remain. For God to settle you, You need to settle in God's place, in God's house, in God's faith. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. You are not doing anybody a favor by coming to church. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. If you are rooted in the house of God, you will begin to be fruitful, praise God. For God to settle you, you will have to settle your faith issues. The Bible says in Colossians 1:23, if indeed you continue in faith, somebody say in faith, grounded and steadfast, and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard, come on somebody, which was preached to every creature under the heaven, of which I, Paul, became a minister. If you are rooted in faith, God will settle your matter. Some people are so suspicious still, don't be critical always, just receive the word and respond to it. When his word gets inside and when it lets that word burn inside, it will settle you. Have you ever been going through something and all of a sudden, praise God, you get into the word of God and all of a sudden your spirit man is settled because God has settled you. Oh, come on, somebody say, God will settle my matter this season. God is settling everything. God is giving me favor. God is laughing upon me right now, praise God. God is smiling upon me right now. Oh, come on, somebody say, God, I love you, Lord. I will give you everything that I have, praise God. I give it back to you, God. I give it all back to you, praise God. That the Lord, amen, will settle you, huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. Spirit, God is a God of love, a God of peace, a God that will settle your matter, that is blessing you, that loves you, that concerns you. Ha, yes, Holy Spirit. Going to a song, I'll be right back. Huh? Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Let us give God the glory. Come on, somebody. Give God the glory.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I switched up songs. Amen. Praise God. Because I looked at the time of the song, praise God, and I wanted to finish my sermon, but I really enjoyed that song. My soul says yes. Amen. Praise God. We are talking about settlement. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. For God to settle you, he will have to settle in a life of prayer. How about that? Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Yes. Don't be a prayer project. Come on, somebody. You have to have a lifestyle of prayer. Praise God. Some of you, praise God, you wash your hands, you pray. Glory to God. You sit down, you pray. No matter where you go at, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, get in the life of prayer. I pray for the grace upon your life for prayer in the name of Jesus. You never outgrow prayer. There is no escape from prayer. Come on, somebody. You have to sit down and pray. Jacob realized, amen, that the issue had to be settled. Come on, somebody. Oh, everybody, if you look in the Bible, everybody knew that issues had to be settled. Esau was on his way to see Jacob after several years. Jacob had to set aside everything and pray all night. Come on, somebody. You may be having an issue in your family or with your neighbors. Come on, somebody, or whatever it may be. God will put an end to it as you sit and pray. We talked about Jabez. Amen. Praise God. First Chronicles, amen, 4, 9, and 10. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, I have birthed him in pain. Jabez cried out to God of Israel, oh, that you will bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I be free from pain. And God granted his request. Hallelujah, Jesus, I bless your holy name. Jabez prayed. God heard his prayer. If you pray, God will settle the matters. Whatever is best time for you, show forth the first and the best for God. When you are the most fresh, come on, somebody, don't do push-ups. Come on, worship God. Enter into his presence. Don't sit there grudgy eyes and sleepy, praise God. Get refreshed. Give God the respect due to him. Become fresh and bend your knees before him and call on his name. Some of us wait to the very end that when we are in big trouble with God, yes, Holy Spirit, then we bend our knees. Lord, show forth your grace. I want to walk with you. The God will overturn your situation and make all things work for your good. God has kept a time of favor for you. God's favor will settle things in your life. Come on, somebody say, God will settle things in my life. Come on, help me, Holy Ghost. God will settle things. For God to settle you, you have to settle in your heart the love. Jesus asked, do you love me? Many people love God for he does not for who God is. They love his ability, more than his presence. They love his gifts more than his presence. Even if God doesn't deliver you, we will not bow our knees before any other God. That conviction flows out of your love for God. Fire Jesus shows up. Even if nothing's happened, love the Lord. For God to settle you, settle your life with sacrifice. It has to cost you something. Noah got off the ark and he sacrificed on the altar. God decided to make a covenant and he said he will not destroy. When Solomon offered a sacrifice, and when God asked them what he wanted, he asked for wisdom. God was pleased. God gave him wealth, prosperity, and long life. When they sacrificed the 1,000 lambs,
their offering. God heard the same night and God appeared. When you give or do something, if it doesn't cost you, it doesn't mean much. Early when we gave a little, we had. It pinched us. Come on, somebody. But now we have a lot and we give, but there is no sacrifice. For God to settle you, you need to settle with your God ordained. Come on, somebody. You never outgrow the need to be helped in life. God is going to settle you today. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. We thank God, amen. Yes, God, for the settlement and for favor today. Are you ready for a life-changing experience with the Holy Spirit? Are you ready for your blessings to overflow? Are you ready for God to deliver you? Are you ready for going from borrowing to being able to bless somebody else? Are you ready from going in to living in one room, to living in the house that God gave you? Are you ready from walking to driving? Are you ready? God said in his word, but may the God of all grace who called us to eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect you, establish you, strengthen you, and settle you. Are you ready today? The Lord said, are you ready? Are you ready for the blessings to overflow and overtake you? Are you ready for the glory, the greater glory that God has prepared for your life? Hey, yato yatada bashanda. I say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. I'm ready, God. Are you ready today? That's the question God has for you today. Are you ready to receive the mighty blessing from the Lord? Thank you, Jesus, for his word today. Today, the word will settlement in favor, and you shall see it because God says so. No matter what's going on in your life, make God first and you'll never be last. Come on, somebody. Make God first today. God wants all of you today. He wants you to surrender everything to him today. What is your burden? What is your burden today? Give it to God and watch God make a way for you. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. I want to give thanks to each and every one of you that's on this line today. I thank you for coming on this morning. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. I pray that you was blessed by the word of God this morning. I pray that you will lay every weight and every sin aside today. Praise God, that God will begin to overflow the blessings upon your life. Pray for God's presence. And you will never go wrong, saith the Lord thy God. I hear you, Lord. Pray for his presence. Hey, we know that he's always there. But there's such a presence from the Lord that if you invite him in today, that you will feel his glory. So I say today, greater glory will overtake you and overshadow you in the name of Jesus. If you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, I'll give you the phone number. Yes, Holy Spirit. 302-9799. And all the ones that know that we have a Cash App, sow into the word of the Lord. He wants to settle you today. You don't have to pay for a word, praise God. But God said, I ordained for us. He says, his word that we should tithe is a command from God. So wherever, if it could be Mount Carmel International Church or it could be anywhere else, make sure you tithe. You want to be blessed? Start tithing and start sowing in the kingdom of God. Let God take control of your life today. In the name of Jesus, I thank all the ones that's been a blessing to this ministry. I thank you because you was the one that keep the ministry flowing other than the Lord before us. Amen. God, always give us divine help down here on earth. All you got to do is obey the Spirit of the living God. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, today. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit. We thank you, God, for moving by your Holy Spirit, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray a blessing upon them, God. Yes, Holy Spirit. That you will overtake them, God. Yes, Holy Spirit. That even on this week, God, that you will show forth your greater glory in their lives, God, in the name of Jesus. Show them that, God, that you are speaking, and you are speaking loudly to us today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I ask that you open up our hearts and our minds, God, yes, Holy Spirit, even on today, God. Oh, God, I thank you right now, God, for each and every one, God. Lift your hands before the Lord and tell God, thank you for the overflow. Thank you for the overflow. Thank you for the overflow in his presence, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, God bless you, and God bless you all. I have a song, and praise God, keep praying, keep praying, keep praying, and watch our God, greater glory, to come upon you. In Jesus' name, amen.